All right, this is Build a Better Business Mastermind Group today. We're still in October, so we're still talking all about blogging. Well, when it comes to blogging, the key to blogging is consistency. And the second key to blogging is to have great content. So I don't know about you, but I sometimes struggle with what am I going to write about? What am I going to talk about? What am I going to say today? And so again, this group that has been with me for a while, you're very familiar with a program that I use called PLR, and I can take an article there and download it as my own. And so the question is, that comes up all the time, is, well, if I use PLR, what if I download an article from PLR and Estella downloads an article from PLR, and then we both want to publish it? What happens if you want to copyright your blog? You know, whose post is it? Because with PLR, it's, you know, several people can download the same article. And the intent of PLR is that you go in and you kind of change it up to make it yours. But for any of you that know anything about the plagiarizing programs, if you pop even something that you've only changed a word or two, and somebody else has almost the same identical article, it's going to show that one of you copied the article from the other. So then it comes down to, well, who published it first? And, you know, and that starts to get, you know, kind of convoluted as to whose article it really was. So one of the things that I wanted to find out was, even if I use PLR, or if I run across an article that I really like and I want to write something similar, is there a way that I can rewrite the article? Well, I don't know. Has anybody in the group ever tried to rewrite an article? It's hard, because you sit there and you're like, I don't know what to write. What word can I use instead of that word? And how can I change it up? And so there are things out there today, websites today, called artificial intelligence. And when we were at the Igniting Souls conference a couple of years ago, Carrie introduced an artificial intelligence. It's a very lighter version. It may be a lot more robust these days. But it came to play that we could, you know, do our hero's journey. And that's how I did my hero's journey. And that's where my prompts came from. You just fill in the prompts and it kind of writes it for you, because it's kind of an artificial intelligence kind of thing. But there are some programs that are a lot more robust than that one. And again, that one may now be robust. I don't know. I haven't revisited it for a while, but I want to show you one that I found. And again, I've been searching this for some time, because one of my big concerns is I do not want anyone to think that I have plagiarized anything. I'm going to go find my Google Docs here for a minute. So bear with me. You see my calendar right now. So here are my Google Docs. And here's one that I played around with. I just played with this one last night. So the first thing that I did is, let me see if I can find it here. Here is an article, Business and Blogging, 10 Reasons Why Blogging is Important. So this is an article the way I found it. And I love it. It was beautifully written. And it talks, you know, has a nice picture there, and it's Business and Blogging, 10 Reasons Why Blogging is Important for Business Owners. And again, we're talking about blogging, so this is a perfect example. And so what next? How are you going to get people looking at your website? You know, you can read through this. It's very nicely done. And there are 10 reasons. And here's one, is bring traffic to your website. And you see it's all been formatted and laid out. And so it's just a nice article. And blog posts are great for SEO, search engine optimization. But again, I was like, okay, this came from PLR. And so how many other people may have used this PLR article? Well, sure enough, I popped it into a plagiarizing, and here's one called Check My Paper for Plagiarizing for Free. And let me open up a new tab maybe, because I don't want to get out of my other one. So what you do is you paste your text in here, and then it checks it and sees where it came from. Well, someone else had already used this article and put it into their blog post. So if I use the article, it's going to look like I plagiarized it from this guy's blog post, the guy that already printed it. even though it came from PLR. And so I thought, well, how can I rewrite this? And some of these have a rewriting program. You paste your text and then it tells you, you know, to check it. And it goes through and you enter it, you know, anyhow. You can then pay some of these companies, see, choose a writer, select the ideal writer for your paper from over 200 professionals, then place your order, you make a deposit. And I thought, I don't want to pay somebody to write the PLR stuff to make it mine. And so how can I do this on my own? So I found this program and it's called textcortext.com. So for those of you that are on this call, make a note. And it's under, and I just Googled an artificial intelligence to rewrite. And so what I did is I found this one and I searched through several. I searched through, and let me just open another tab and just show you my process. I'm going to say AI apps for rewriting content. Now let's see if this gives me what I want. Okay, top 10 app writing software. Okay, so here's the top 10 writing software. So this is what I did, is I just kind of did a search. So there's all kinds of these that come up. And what I did is I just started clicking on all of those different apps and I came up with this text.cortext. And here's the URL, it's under app.textcortex.com. And so I registered for a free 30 days. And then at the end of 30 days, I have to buy a product. But here are the things that it does. Number one is you can rewrite a text. You can have an AI text editor. It helps you with any type of content writing. It has product descriptions. If you have let's say I have to back up and say this, it's all encompassing. There are folks out there on Fiverr that will write your product descriptions if you have an online store. And so here is where, and this, at least this is something that you could use. If you pick up a client where they want you to write their product descriptions, you could use this type of a software program and you could start creating product descriptions that convert, because this artificial intelligence not only does the writing for you, but it puts in the correct SEO words to make your words come up in search engines. See, that's awesome. Does it for you. And there's blog writing. Hello, here we are. Create high quality blog post within a click of a button. And again, you fill in a bunch of prompts and then it writes a story around your prompts. It'll do YouTube caption, Instagram descriptions, marketing copy, email bodies. It'll even change the tone. You can have, I don't know if any of you are using Grammarly, but Grammarly kind of tells you what tone you've used in your writing. And I use Grammarly for all my writing. I just turn it on in the background on my laptop. So anytime I write in any program, Grammarly is checking my grammar and it's telling me if I've got the wrong tense of a word. And it also tells me if I've missed a comma or whatever. And I love it for my writing. And so I'll continue to use it. But every month I get an email from Grammarly and it says, your tone was inspirational, or your tone was educational, or your tone, and it tells me. Well, here's where you can pop some writing into this and it will change the tone. You can have it change the tone. You can do outreach emails, support emails, title generators, and you can create subject lines if you want, you know, hard-hitting subject lines that attract readers. And so that's what this particular program will do. So I'm playing around with it for 30 days. So I popped this article, this business and blogging, because again, it's a PLR article. I popped it into the rewrite. I popped it over here into this rewrite. I opened it up and it says, write something here and your paraphrase text will appear here. It gives it to you side by side. So I simply copy and pasted. I came over to this article and I just did this. I just, you know, highlighted it and copied it. And then I came over here and I pasted it in here. And then it came up with a paraphrase. It actually gave me two paraphrase versions instead of one. So that's what I want to show you, because once it did that, I saved those as well here in my Google Docs. And so what I did is, here is my business and blogging rewrite number one. Here's my business and blogging rewrite number two. And here is, oh, I lost it. Maybe it's because I had it up here. Nope. I was now looking for the original. Anyway, I don't see the original. Maybe I still have it open. The original is the article that I got from PLR. So anyway, here is my rewrite number one. It's not formatted. It just gives it to you in one big glob. But this, it gave me the whole article again. I'd have to format it out the way I want to divide it up and all of that. And see, here's where my Grammarly says, oh, you've got a word mistake here, because it's supposed to be makes instead of make. See, so my Grammarly fixes that. But anyway, this is the new article. And so what I did is I just kind of stepped in there. And so now I want to see if I can find my original again, because I want to show you here. Here's my original. And I don't know if I can do two together, so I don't have to keep going back and forth. Let's see if I can do that. Let me come here and open up see if I can open up my Google Docs twice. I think I can. And then here's my rewrite. All right. So now I've got them both open side by side. Letting that load. It's still trying to get up totally loaded. So here is the original. And so it starts off with the title, and then it goes, my first sentence says, so you have worked day and night to build your business into something you're proud of. Your products and services are excellent, and you have a brilliant new website. And the first version says, your products and services are excellent, and you have a new website. What next? How are you going to get people to visit your website? You have some marketing strategies for your business. You should think again if you think that blogging isn't one of them. So you see where it totally wrote the article, but it kept the same thought. So then I just went down and I just kind of spot checked it. And so what I did is I went down to number one, bring traffic to your website. Every business wants more website traffic. And it rewrote it. Here's number one. Every business wants more website traffic. Nobody is looking at a website. How do you get people to visit your site? Search engines, social media, and blogging. And seeing it told me here that there needs to be a break between those words. That's my Grammarly kicking in. And it says it needs to have a comma. So see my Grammarly, and see here, my Grammarly is fixing it. So I use Grammarly in my Google Docs, and it fixes all my mistakes for me. And so it says every business wants more website traffic. Nobody is looking at a website. How do you get people to visit your site? Search engines, social media, and blogging are the main ways you get traffic to your website. You can create more fresh content for your website every time you write a blog post. So you see, it kept the same flavor, see, as the original article, but it rewrites the entire article for you into different words. So now, if you would put my rewritten article, if you would take this one, and I'd have to, again, format it out, put in my spaces, you know, highlight the words I want to highlight. So for example, business and blogging, 10 reasons why it's important. So I sort of, okay, 10 reasons why it's important for business owners. So I would then break there. So you see, I would just come under my Google Docs, and I would then just format this out. And so like here is number one. So I would come down there and I would separate that out. Okay. And so what it does, and then here is number two. So I have to come in and kind of make it my article again. So see here, Grammarly is telling me it doesn't like this sentence. You also get noticed by the search engines. Oh, maybe it just says I've got too much space in there. I don't know. Oh, by search engines. It didn't like the word the, that you get noticed by search engines. So you see all the red. This is Grammarly fixing what it doesn't like. And see, go to the go-to. So anyway, it just kind of fixes it for you. So there's a little bit of work to be done once you rewrite it, but you can take any article, any post from anywhere, and this actual program will rewrite it for you. And even though you have to come in and I'll use the word clean it up, it's nothing like starting from scratch and coming over to this article and saying, what sentence can I put here instead of this one that says the same thing? I don't know about you, but I get stuck on that because when I read it, I'm like, that reads so well. I don't know how to change that to make it say the same thing, but yet it not look like I've copied another article. And this one with artificial intelligence does it for you. Now, when I also come back to that, I thought, well, it gave me two versions because it also gave me this rewrite number two. It gave me two for the price of one. And when I go through and read it, it was just a little bit different. Like every business wants to get more website traffic. There is no point in having a website if nobody's looking at it. How do you get people to click on your site? Search engine, social media, and blogging are the main ways you get traffic to your website. Now, believe it or not, once I just read through rewrite number one, and then I read through rewrite number two, I like this one, rewrite number two. It sounds more like me. And so what's happened is when I used this site, this text, Cortex, and I put my original in here, it gave me two different paraphrased versions. And after I read through them, I actually like the second version better than this is the rewrite number two. And I just saved it over in my Google Docs. I actually liked it better. And so this will probably be the one. I'll come in and clean this one up. And once I get it all cleaned up, and again, I'm using Grammarly, and you can see the red. And here it says engaging, casual, yet authoritative style. And it wants the word the authoritative style. So I'll go through and here, this one wants a comma in front of and. And then here, this one is so that you can get names. And see, it's here is also giving. It takes the word be out. So anyhow, it just cleans up your writing and makes it correct as far as grammar. So how easy is adding this particular program, this text Cortex, adding that along with Grammarly into either your Google Docs or your Word, you're using Word, depends on what word processing program you're using, wherever you want to write. How easy is it to clean up your writing and just shortcut everything that you need to publish? So when you write an article, and here's what I want to share with you. But first, let's do this. I want to, I don't know if it's going to tell me. It just says get premium. And I don't want to click on that just yet because I'm still playing around with it. So I want prices for text, Cortex. And see, it's here it is. This is their website. And so this is telling about it. It's the artificial intelligence tool to write all your content and see, and it lets you try it out here. So you can do blog articles, product descriptions. It's all those things, rewrite. It's everything that we were talking about. But I am looking, here's pricing. So here we go. So here is the free. You can use all of our features with a daily limit, and it's ideal for small business creators and students. You get 10 creations per day. That's the free version. You can rewrite and paraphrase, extend your text, email writer. You can refer friends, and also you can give them some reviews, and they give you extra creations per day just by referring folks. And it's kind of like their own little affiliate, see? So you can actually refer folks and to it, and then you can start for free. So this is what I did. But then here is the pro. It's $9.99 a month. You unlock the full power and you get everything for free. You get all of this without this 10 creations per day limit. And so that's the $9.99 a month. And then in business, it's $49.99 a month. And you get everything in pro, plus you get 10 plus different languages. You get a longer length articles. You could even do books over here. And you get 20 creation templates instead of just their 10. And then you also get some collaboration and a text editor. So Again, it depends on where you want to land here. I'll probably end up landing on the pro once I use it, but I'm going to go for 30 days and just give it a try. And of all the ones that I researched, this was the one that I liked the best, because when it did the writing, it made it sound like me. I did some rewriting programs and it sounded like a computer wrote it. It didn't flow when I tried to read it back. So anyway, so that's my big aha for today. And so what I do is everything with me starts with an article. And so I go to PLR and I get my outline. I get the base article that says what I want it to say. Now, Sherry, who is not on the call today, she has a hard time using PLR because she does technical writing about dysgraphia. And of course, PLR doesn't have a dysgraphia category. So all of the PLR, and we talked about this in our last call, all of the PLR content is very evergreen. It does not get really deep in any of your writing because it wants it to be evergreen across the internet. And so it's great for magazine articles and blog posts, and that's where it's perfect for. But then if you want to make it more technical, you can do that in this Text Cortex program. You can put it in there and say you want to make a blog post, and this is what you have to start with. And it will, if you put in keywords, it will actually write more in depth for you. And so anyway, it's just a way to get a lot of your content out there. And the way I repurpose mine is I start with an article. That article is then, I save it into a Google Doc. You know, I get it all cleaned up and formatted in my Google Doc. Then I cut and paste it, or I copy and paste it over into my school. It becomes a module in my courses. Okay. So that's the first place I go, is I make it a module in my course. I take the same article and I make it a blog post. That's a second way that I can repurpose it. Then I take the same article and I turn it into a podcast, which is what I'm doing here today. This is now going to turn into a video audio version of the same article. See, I'm talking about the same thing. And then I take the same article and I turn it into a social media post. I might either advertise my meetup with the topic, or I might take like with my blog, I might take the first sentence and put it over there with a dot, dot, dot. So when people click on it, it takes back to my website or to my blog post. And then I take the same article and that becomes my outline for a speaking engagement or a podcast interview where I'm the one being interviewed. And that's the article I'm talking about. So with one article, I can do, and then I can use the same article and publish it in a magazine. So I've got my magazine article, my blog, my podcast, my social media, and my speaking gig. So now I have used the exact same article 5 times and I did not have to rewrite anything. I simply repurposed. So questions, comments, let's talk about this in depth and I'll try to answer any comments or questions that you have. I'm ready.
So when you use Grammarly, it's better than just using the spell check.
Absolutely.
Yeah, spell check is just going to tell you if you've misspelled a word. Grammarly tells you if they even give you sentence suggestions. I'll write a complex sentence and Grammarly will say, we have a suggestion that makes your sentence more understandable. Would you like to see it? And if I just click on it, it shows me a better version of my sentence. And then I have the choice whether I want to accept it or not. I can say, yeah, I like that better. And I click yes, or I can say no, I want to keep my original. But it gives me, and to be honest, I almost always say yes, because Grammarly has the correct grammar. And that's kind of my downfall in writing, is I write the way I talk and I don't always talk correctly. So, and again, when you're Number one, if you're putting content out there, you're going to have some educated folks that are going to be reading your content at some point. And I tease all the time that I can look like a country bumpkin all by myself. I don't need help with misspelled words and poor grammar in my writing. And so I appreciate that there are programs like Grammarly that will help me clean up my writing. The second point there is if you're writing for clients like Elise, if you're where you're actually taking on clients and you're doing some of their writing, then it has to be good. You can't put out poor quality in your writing if you're charging to write a company's blog for them every month or a company's newsletter for them. If that's what you're doing as a virtual assistant, then you have to make sure your writing is correct. And so some of these programs are important to have.
So you said 30 days trial, mm-hmm. but under the free version, it says you can do 10 a day.
10 a day, yeah.
Now, if you're not up to doing like what Elise does, articles every day, and that it would benefit, say, me to just use the free version without going to the next one.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I mean, heck, honestly, you don't say Elise, because Elise will be right there in that free version touching those 10 creations a day. Okay. I will make sure I plan it out. Yes, ma'am. But I think that would be a great plan for you. I did want to also endorse what Kathy was saying about, and sorry if you hear some pitter patter, gracious. The Grammarly. I love Grammarly. I think it has been really beneficial. I used it through school. None of my professors really ever had an issue with anything. It did feel like it kept the writing still in my style, but it also helped me kind of elevate what I was trying to say, because I sure couldn't think of some of those words and my spelling can be a little atrocious at times. So it's totally been helpful. I would advise both of them.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Because
I'm not using a paid version of Grammarly. I think I'm just using the free version of Grammarly.
What? Oh, so there's two different versions for that.
Oh, yes.
Oh. So there's a free version?
Oh, wow. Well, let's look. Nope, later. Well, I think maybe it's just pulled up my account since I have it. So I'm looking to see.
If you go into that, it normally says it on your widget if it's the free one or not. But yeah.
I was just trying to find one that had pricing.
Grammarly.
Free assistant. Yeah. Free writing assistant, blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't say anything about.
I was looking for a page of pricing and I don't see one offhand.
I have it for you right here. One moment, please.
All right. Can you share your screen?
I sure can. Give me just a second.
You're so good, Elise.
I try. I really try. Let me see. Share screen. Host disabled participant. Share screen.
I'm making you a co-host. That should make you eligible to share your screen.
Excellent. All right.
Here we go.
There you go. So it has for one person, you can do up to 3 members, 15. But I know if it's just one person. Let's see. Business pricing, enterprise. So you can go from one person. I know they had. Up to 5 to 10 members. Okay. Free trial. Volume discounts. Well, we shouldn't have Grammarly Business.
Because there's a student version too. Because I was thinking there was a free version, because I don't recall. I'd have to go back and look. I've got
there
so many.
It is.
There we go.
There it is. Okay. So yes, for individuals, grammar, spelling, punctuation, conciseness, and tone detection. Yeah. And I think it works really well as well.
That's pretty much, the basic for any of us.
Mm-hmm. Right. For what we're doing, it's perfect. And again, the only person that might want to up some of these programs would be Elise, depending on how busy she gets with her client base and how much help she wants to pay for. And that goes hand in hand with what Estella and I were talking about when we first came on the call before we started recording today, is Estella says she has so much that she's doing that it's hard to do everything. And so this is a way, if you're doing a lot of writing, this is a way to get some help with your writing. And again, no offense, Elise, but without hiring a virtual assistant, but then you're going to, you know, but then you can, it depends on what your business is. If you're in the business of blogging, then it's nice to have maybe a virtual assistant in your back pocket. But if you're in the business of being a virtual assistant, I think it would be almost mandatory to have some of these programs in your back pocket so that you could work faster and smarter.
Elise, you still looking for one?
Looking for
a virtual assistant?
No, ma'am, I am a virtual assistant.
She is a virtual assistant.
She is. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So see, so these kinds of programs are hugely helpful for her because she's writing for clients.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? I taught for the University of Phoenix from 2005 to 2017. And some of the stuff that people would turn in, I just a day late and a dollar short. You know what I mean?
You know what?
They could have. It was horrible. It would just take me sometimes an hour and a half to grade a paper because they want you to pass people, but I'm like, what the heck are they saying? You know?
I understand. So you see how important this is. If you have to. Again, consistency is the key when you're blogging and when you're marketing your business. Consistency is the key. And then content, good content. And so when you have to be consistent and always put out good content, it starts to get overwhelming when you've got all these other things to do. And so anytime that you can get some assistance, it's helpful. Now, I'm going to share my screen one more time. And I don't have this pulled up, so bear with me. When I go back to
I'm gonna intercede for, I don't know if this will be on Debbie's platform as well as mine, but you know, like sometimes you want to send your customers some information. Uh-huh. And I can just see how I could pull some things and just kind of reword it or welcoming. I know the company they had do their welcome, but there's another way to. There are things that I think are more important than some of the things that the company, because they just do it really kind of generic, but I get a little bit more in detail. I can definitely see being able to write articles for HR and as far as protecting their employees and their company. And Debbie, you know, since you do Melaleuca, of course, you know, our companies have a lot of content out there, but sometimes there's something that just comes across their mind. It's like, they need to know this, you know, or maybe it's something. Okay. I was cleaning out something and I saw a bunch of my Melaleuca stuff and I'm like, oh my God, this was good stuff, but you don't see it today.
And I agree with you. They're trying to create what was back then to more of what is. They're not going to do socially correct. They're just going to do plain fact, but they're going to recreate to fit into what's going on now. Because we have so many different generations that we have to talk to, that you want something that's basic that everyone would understand. Before it was just group A. Now it's B, C, D, and whatever.
Well, I like, and I want to go back to the program of the Text Cortex, and I want to show you one more thing here, because while I I'm going to go over to my Google Docs again, because one of the things that I practiced with or played around with was just having it write me an article by itself. And this is my rough draft. And this is the article that it wrote. Now, when I went over to the program, I went into Creator and I decided that I wanted to do blog writing. And so I opened up blog writing. And one of the things it said is it said, over here, type your keywords and press enter. And so I put in here like flipping real estate, because this, because I've got a real estate call right after this one. And I wanted to do an article for the real estate in flipping. And so I put flipping, I put something about pricing. I made an, under keywords, I put in about 10 different keywords. And this is the article that it wrote for me. Now I haven't this, and I called it rough draft because I haven't gone in and cleaned it up at all. But this is what the artificial intelligence wrote. How to flip real estate and other items. There's no doubt that there's a lot of information floating around out there about flipping real estate. If you're a beginner, then it's very useful to know how to flip real estate. This article will help you understand how to flip real estate and other items. Now, I think it used the word real estate too many times in there. And so again, I'm going to clean it up a little bit, but this is what that program wrote. It says, first, let's talk about how to flip real estate and how to make money by flipping real estate. What is flipping real estate? Again, I think it's using the word real estate way too many times. Flipping real estate is a business in which you buy a house that is worth less than the price you paid for it. Then you sell the house at a higher price, usually after some renovations. The main reason to buy property for flipping is to get a quick profit. Flipping is also a good way to learn the real estate market. Now, here's where Grammarly says it wanted me to change it to about. A good way to learn about the real estate market. You see how it just flows better? Grammarly caught that. But it takes a lot of time and effort to flip a house, so it's important to know how to do it right. Flipping real estate versus buying. Both the flipping and the buying methods are similar, but have some differences. For example, if you buy a house, if you want to buy a house for flipping, then you have to do some renovations and fix up the house before you sell it. But if you buy a house for flipping, then you need to do the renovations and fix up the house before you sell it. Now, I think it said the same thing there twice. So I would rework that a little bit. It says the bottom line is that you will need to do your research before you decide on what type of house you want to buy. There are many different types of houses on the market and you need to find the one that is right for you. And see down here's another red. This is my Grammarly. It wants the word asking instead of ask. So now that you know what to look for when buying a house, you can start your search. Start by visiting your local real estate agent and asking about any houses for sale. You can also search online for houses for sale in your area. Once you find a few houses that you like, you can start to compare prices and see which one is the best deal. Remember, you need to factor in the cost of renovations and repairs when you are comparing prices. So anyhow, I won't go on, but that's the article that it wrote.
That's all pretty good.
I just put in like 5 or 6, maybe 10 keywords.
And you did that in what?
I did that over here in this Text Cortex program. Cortex.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I went to Creator and I went to blog writing and I opened that up and it asked me to put in keywords right here. And so I put in flipping. And see, it's kind of like tagging. Remember when we were tagging? So I put in flipping. I put in cost. You know, I just put in words like that. And that's the article it wrote for me. I did not write that article. You see how much faster it's now going to be for me to just go over and change a few sentences maybe and format that the way I want it to look and put some bold in there and some italics in there, maybe a picture in there. And all of a sudden I've got an article. I've got a magazine article. I've got a blog post number 2. I've got a podcast number 3. I've got social media number 4. And I now have an outline for a speaking gig number 5, all on an article that Text Cortex wrote for me.
It's wonderful.
So, and again, there's a whole list of artificial intelligence programs out there. Do not buy that one just because I said so. I did my research and that's the one that I'm going to play around with for 30 days and see if it does everything that I need it to do. Again, I did some comparisons and it said that this one of all the comparisons, because again, I'm interested in article writing, because remember my thought process, everything I do starts with an article, even for the school, even for the module, it starts with an article. So I needed a program that did great articles, that either wrote great articles or rewrote great articles. That's what I wanted it to do the most. And it also double checks your plagiarism as it's doing it. So when I compared a lot of those different programs, some of them were better at rewriting. Some of them were better at checking for plagiarism. Some of them were better at other things. And so when I went in and I just read a bunch, I read a bunch of blog articles myself of folks that actually, you know, went through all of these. And I just read a bunch of blog articles and everyone was pointing back to this one being the most conversational in its writing. It sounded more like the way I would write. And that's why I chose this one. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Definitely.
Totally makes sense. I love the idea.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. Go ahead.
So between the PLR and something like this, you could just be a great writer. BLR, Grammarly, and this.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
It's called Artificial Intelligence. And see, here's a whole bunch of articles. And I was just looking to see if, you know, how to choose. Nope, I don't want to choose my first. I don't want to write an app. And maybe that's where I went wrong. I put app in the. I just wanted to find some of those articles, what I read to begin with on how to find them.
Could you put how to choose a AI writer or something? I don't know.
Anyhow, they use it in so many different industries, and I just wanted to choose one. And it could be I just put in how do I rewrite
using AI.
Mm-hmm. While you're looking for that, may I just comment on how wonderful that is to have such a resource like that? I mean, you know, to be able to really talk about your content, but still have something that's fresh and not, you know, plagiarized, because that's something you do worry about. Like,
right.
Great. It's great work. That's really awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. There was one that gave me a comparison between a bunch of them. And that's what I was looking for.
Okay. I'm going to show my, brain. What is the purpose of artificial intelligence or AI?
In a nutshell, folks have created these programs that has done all the research. Because remember when we talked about writing articles and blogging, we were like, you've got to have the keywords so they come up in your SEO. You've got to have you know, so that the search engines can find your article better. And you've got to make sure that, you know, that you don't plagiarize, and you have to make sure that you do have your grammar correct, and you have to, and it's all those things. And in the olden days, and I can remember, I'm not that old, but I can remember, you would get out with the dictionary and you would say, do I use this word or do I use that word? And you know, and then you would get out, you know, the dictionary to say, does this word mean what I think it means? Or does it mean, am I saying the right word there? Maybe I'm putting a whole different meaning in my sentence because I'm using the wrong word. Or, you know, so we wrote, and anything, any school papers we did, we had to do with the dictionary and the encyclopedia next to us. And now we've switched to where we can look all this stuff up on the internet, so we can check it out on the internet rather quickly. So oftentimes when I'm writing on my computer, I've got my phone next to me and I'm checking for synonyms. What's another word for that word that I, because I've used that word too much and I want to use another word that means the same thing, and I'm looking it up and I'm doing all that. And so now with artificial intelligence, folks have put programs together that do all of that for you. All you do is kind of just brain dump into the program, and it does the SEOs and the right words and the grammar and the punctuation, and it just does it for you. Wow. And so that's why artificial intelligence, it's a tool that we can use to simply speed up the process. We're still the creators. We're still doing the writing, but it's a tool that we can use to speed up the process.
And if that helping? You know what? I was thinking the same thing. Is when you think of that, think of it as productivity. It's how can I make my job faster and make it a little easier on me so I don't have to use as much brain power. The AI system is now my brain power, and it comes up with the article. Now I spend less time writing. Now I reread what it said for me, and I throw my own spice, flavor, or whatever on it. So it's just doing a little more brain work for you so you can be creative later in the process.
So what I'm hearing is that by using PLR, TexCortex, and Grammarly, that would be my AI that would...
That's your writer.
Save my brain cells.
Mm-hmm. That's your writer, and you're the editor. So now you just go back in and say, well, this is what I really wanted to say.
And just clean it up. Like the one that it wrote for me when I said, I think it used the word real estate in that first paragraph too many times. I might take the word real estate out and put in the word maybe investment instead. Like when you're ready to make your investment, instead of make your real estate buy, because I think it just used the word real estate too many times. When I read it, the word real estate just kept coming up in every sentence. So I would probably rework that a little bit. But other than that, the content of that blog on flipping is quite perfect.
That's interesting. Never thought of it that way.
It's the difference between I can do all my dishes by hand, or I can put them in my dishwasher. Either way, I did the dishes.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Looking at the dirty dishes now in horror.
Or I could do all my laundry, you know, with a rock down at the creek. Or as technology comes along, I could put it through the wringer washing machine. And then as technology gets even better, I can, you know, put it in the automatic washer. And I still did the laundry.
Exactly.
But I'm just using technology to my advantage.
I was just thinking, I think it was yesterday, how far I've come from, you know, when we were washing. We never used rock, but we did use a washing board.
Yep.
Remember the metal washing boards? And then we got a wringer washer. And I mean, you know, life just kept getting better.
I can remember being in the basement helping my mom do laundry, putting it through the wringer washer.
Through the wringer. Yep. Me too. See, and we're at that age where we still kind of remember some of those things because that's the way it was done. And that was the latest technology at the time.
Yeah.
And so this is just technology. I'm a firm believer. Use the tools to your advantage to make your life easier. Use the tools to your advantage. And this is just a tool that will make your life so much easier.
Amazing. You've just given me another chapter for my book.
Yep. Estella, did you have a comment?
You know, I was going to say, so I got it now. Think of, you know, come up with an article, something or thought really of, okay, what is it I'd like to communicate about today? And then find an article on PLR and then put it through text content and using Grammarly. And now, so I just have to back up to getting my blog set up. And you said use HostGator, is that it?
Yeah, HostGator is what I'm using and what Debbie is using and Sally. And don't forget, if you go through my website, kathybenner.com, to the resource mm-hmm. page, you can get that discount. And even on PLR, if you're not using PLR, if you do it through my website, and again, it's affiliate link, it's how I monetize my business, but it gives you a discount. And with PLR, it gives you 10 free credits.
Okay.
So it gives you some extras there.
And they are now HostGator. What is that run per month? Do you remember?
I don't remember. And again, I've got so many different ones now that I don't remember all of those.
That's okay. And do you use the free or the paid version of PLR? Or PLR,
it's all done by credits.
Okay, got you. Okay, credits. And then you say you do use the free version of
Grammarly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are the regular prices, but on mine with HostGator, and I'll go to my website and go to my resources. And all of my writing stuff is down a little ways. My real estate stuff is first on my resource, and then it goes to my writing tools. Here's HostGator. It can be as low as $275 a month on HostGator.
Oh, wow.
And then on PLR, you get 10 free credits if you click through here on my resource page. You get 10 free credits, and the articles are usually a credit to 3 credits each, and you get 10 free credits.
Now, what's that one up under that?
This one here?
Free email content?
Yeah, it was 104 weeks. That's 2 years of email content planned out for you. And again, if you join this, and I'm moving this here, if you want to get the toolkit and you click through, you get a little bit of a discount by getting it here. And what it does is it sends it out to you in just content titles on what you can write about. It just gives you email content plan. You know how you have a content calendar, like on Monday, mm-hmm. you're going to talk about mm-hmm. this, and on Tuesday, it's just a content calendar is what it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then StreamYard is like Zoom. And then, of course, Canva is where you can
now,
do you use
the paid Canva, right?
I have the paid one because I used it so much that mm-hmm. I kind of outused my free version. And that's why I don't remember all my costs on all these, because in my bank account, I have one bank account that I just run my online academy business out of. And so mm-hmm. I can open up that bank account and I can give you all of those totals, because they're all right there in one bank account. I don't mingle them with other accounts.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I run my rental business in an account, and I run my short-term rentals in one account, and I run my actual academy in one account.
I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
So for blogging content, so
okay.
on my website, and I would be happy to send it if anyone wants to take a look. But on my website for virtual assisting, it basically goes through and it just speaks about services. Would in the information section be the best place to maybe put my blog page, or, you know, and have where I can put those articles in? Or would it be best to have a different landing page for those?
I would have a blogging tab, a whole separate blogging tab landing okay. page.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Because that way, if you want to advertise the blog, all mm-hmm. you're doing is advertising that URL.
Yeah. Got it. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Did that make sense to everybody else? Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Has this been helpful today?
Extremely.
This has been the bee's knees. Gotta say.
Yeah,
it.
I I said to Estella when we first came on, I said, oh, some of the other girls are going to hate they missed today.
Yeah, this was extremely valuable.
Yes, it mm-hmm. was. Very
last
helpful.
Week, last time was also.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But my big concern with PLR, and I'll just, you know, tie it up with this. My big concern is I love PLR, but they're a company, you know, making money. That's what they do. That's the whole goal is they get paid for these credits. And of course, then they're giving away credits if you refer people. And that's why I can give away 10 free credits, because I also get some free credits every time one of my referrals signs up. So not only do you get 10 free credits, but I get 10 free credits. So that's what's in it for me. That's what's in it for you. And what's in it for the company is that now they have a bigger client base. And at some point, if I run out of credits, I'm going to buy some credits. I'm going to not use PLR because I didn't have credits. I'm simply going to buy some. And so that's how they make their money. Well, there's a ton of people because they're growing. There's a ton of people using PLR articles. And so I ran into it where I downloaded a PLR article. I published it on my blog. I then published it in a magazine. Well, then I went in and was just looking around and discovered it on another blog post, somebody else, and it was word for word. Somebody else had downloaded the exact same PLR article and had used it in their blog post. And that's when I got concerned. And then I said, oh my goodness, what happens if somewhere down the road, somebody says that I plagiarized their blog post when I simply got it off of PLR? And how do you prove that you got it off of PLR? You know? I mean, wonder if PLR decides to purge that article down the road, thinking, oh, it's not that popular and we're going to get rid of it and add some others. And now I can't prove that it was the PLR article that I used. So that's when I said, I think I need to change up the PLR articles just enough that somebody couldn't say that I plagiarized that article from their blog post and that I actually got it from PLR. And that's when I started looking for a rewriting program. And that's when this one came up and I thought, oh, this is even better because not only can I rewrite with it, but I can create blog posts from scratch with it, which is what that one about real estate flipping was. I just put in keywords and it wrote an original article for me. Totally different.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, so those were my thoughts. Elise just put in, if anyone wants to take a look at her site and give her some thoughts, she put her website in the chat. So for those of you that are on the call, you can take a look at the chat that has her website there. And she said any thoughts are appreciated. And so everybody's going to take a peek at that for you, Elise. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And her question was then, if she does create a blog, should it be under just her information or should it be a separate? And I recommend she has a separate blog link on her website. So that way she can actually post that URL across social media and, you know, just to generate activity. And then in the blog post, make sure you link back to your website, to your products.
Got it. Okay.
Great.
So anyway, that's my thought process. That's how I went down this rabbit hole, so to speak. But I was very pleased, with this Text Cortex because, you know, of all of these options. And then I immediately thought of Elise. I thought, wonder if somebody hires her to write product descriptions for something. You know, what if somebody wants her to do all kinds of things that this program does, like Instagram descriptions, YouTube captions, blog writing, text editing. It does all of that mm-hmm. right here in this program.
And that is definitely something I will try and take a look at and try and incorporate into my business as well, because not only is that great for being able to create things for myself, but really being able to clean up my product and what I'm producing for those I'm working with. So
yes,
super exciting. Absolutely. I love it.
All right. Any final comments or questions before we go? Estella, any final comments?
No, but you have definitely lowered my fear threshold in terms of preparing a blog. I mean, in term and both in terms of preparing the content and in terms of the time that it would take, because that's where I get hung up is the time factor.
Yep, I get it.
And
I get it.
It's like, okay, that's going to take me a while. So I got to go do this first. And that opens up a whole new can of worms. So,
and then you never get back to it because.
Exactly.
Yes, I get it. I get it.
Because 15 other things came up in your life.
Yeah. Thanks, Kathy. Now, it's been great.
Oh, here's sorry. Here's what I'm going to do is because I already know the lanes I want to write about, because again, I've been doing this for a while. So I already have the real estate. I have the short-term rental. I have the long-term rental. I have the writing. I have the blogging. So what I'm going to do is whenever I get some downtime is that I'm just going to put in some keywords and let that program write several blogs for me. And that's why I named that one Rough Draft Real Estate Flipping, because I wanted to remind myself that that's not a completed blog, but it's as good as a PLR. It's a great place to start. And the program wrote it for me.
And of course, then you can put it into your, to save it, you can save it on there.
I just saved it in my Google Docs under Rough Draft Flipping so that I know what it is. And so now when I need an article for flipping, see, I can go back and pull up one of those rough drafts. So you can work ahead in this program is my point, and just save your rough drafts if you don't have time to clean them up right then.
So then when I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Oh, shoot. So when you, Kathy, I'm sorry. It just went out of my head. I was like, that was rude. You cut right in on her. It'll come back to me in a moment.
Yeah, we were talking about working ahead and getting some rough drafts lined up ahead over in your Google Docs or your Word program.
Oh, Google Docs. That's what I was going to ask. Do you use Word or you just use Google Docs?
I started using Google Docs. I like Google Docs better. And the reason that I like Google Docs better is because you can share easier in Google Docs. All you do is put another email in. Let's say Debbie and I are working on a project together. I can just add her email into my Google Docs and my Google Doc will show up in hers and in mine. And so we both can work on the same document. And I did that because my daughter functions as my admin assistant, as my virtual assistant. And so whenever I want to do something and I'm in Florida and I need her to do some research on something for me, she can go right in since I shared my Google Docs and she can actually clean up or edit a doc for me.
Okay. And Elise, what were you going to say about the Google Docs?
Google Docs is my favorite thing. Google, like the Google Suite and using all of that, I use that with my clients so we can make separate folders. I'm able to organize all of those files. So, you know, I have things for real estate in a real estate folder, virtual assistant, a virtual assistant folder, and you can break things down from there. But you also have the power to search and share. So I truly love those programs as well. Just agreeing with Kathy. She's always got the tools.
Yeah, I know. So I don't even know how to use Google Docs, but I will figure it out.
Well, if you have a Gmail, you'll
automatically... I have it, but I just don't know how to use it. And you have to have a cloud space for the Google Docs?
It's already built in. So
it's built in.
Yep. Like Kathy was saying with your Gmail, all you have to do is when you see that Gmail emblem over there in the right, like she's pointing to, you click on that little box and it'll have docs. It'll have slides.
There's everything that's Google.
Okay. And you can
scroll down there. Mm-hmm.
It's and if you don't know about blogging, it even has a blogger app right in the Google Suites.
So now how would you post that? Like if let's say I did a blog and I wanted to post a link in, first of all, I wanted to use it, the blogger. And then secondly, I wanted to post it in Facebook or LinkedIn.
Here's where you would create your blog. And once you create your blog, you know, you have to choose a design. Then you have to get your domain. you know, it's the same as any other platform. So it depends on what I use. HostGator as my platform. This is just another blogging platform. Once you set it up with your design and your domain, then once you publish, you'll get a URL and you're going to just come up here and you're going to copy and paste your actual blog URL. That's how you're going to advertise.
Okay. And so it'll give you, like, you got number one on yours now. So if I did a two, I mean, if I did a second one, then it would just say two.
For what do you mean?
In the address bar.
Well, what happens, and again, let me, I'm going to show you on my HostGator because that's going to be easier to show you the actual blogs. My HostGator is called freestyleliving.net. That's my domain. Mm-hmm. And so once I open that up and it's loading, once I open that up, if I want to send somebody just to my blog at large, not a particular article, then I'm actually going to, and let me get our heading out of the way. I'm actually going to just copy and paste my URL right there, the freestyleliving.net. And they're going to always come up to my homepage. But if I want them to come directly to this article, then I'm going to open that article up first. And now I'm going to copy and paste that URL because mm-hmm. it's got the title of the article.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I want to put some stuff out there on Facebook, but I'm like, mm-hmm. and I'd like for it just to be a blog. I know I can't put all that in Facebook, but if I could, you know, ask a question and then say, learn more, and then paste right. in near my blog, that would be awesome.
What I do is I come in here and I highlight right in the article that I want to advertise. I highlight a sentence and I leave a cliffhanger.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
and then
right.
I do a dot, dot, dot. And this is what I post in Facebook. And then I put this URL right under it. And that way folks start reading this, mm-hmm. put your money away. There's no need to shell out a dime to change your life today. The smallest changes with non-existent dot, 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 non-existent what? So people click on it and it automatically brings them over to this particular blog.
Wow.
So that's how I advertise a blog. But you see how this one's all formatted with my bullet points and my bold, and that's mm-hmm. what that program does not do for you.
Okay. So you did that in your blog program, right?
Yes. Yes. You get this as one big paragraph out of that program, and then you have to divide it out and highlight what you want. But how much faster is that than writing the whole thing from scratch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
and then
nothing.
Here's how I'm monetizing this one, because this one I'm talking about blogging. And so right here, I put my HostGator web builder for blogs. I put it a link right in my blog post. So when folks click on that, it goes right to my resource page for the blog, for the HostGator.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put HostGator again here. And then at the bottom, I put my website under Learn More, and I put my calendar of events. I'm linking back to my website four different times in this blog post. And that's mm-hmm. how I'm monetizing this blog. Does wow. that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
It does.
Okay, I just got to carve out the time and make it happen.
You will.
These are all great tools. Don't let it overwhelm you. Again, if you love to create and you love to write and you just want to sit down at a blank piece of paper and write it out, do that. If that's how you like to write. But for me, time is always an issue. And I'm having to create content all the time for these programs. And so that's why having some help is crucial for me.
Absolutely. Because I'm one of, like you, I have a different programs. I'm like, how can I say that differently? And then I go and take me 15 minutes to go look for another word, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me.
So now just throw it into the rewrite section of this program. Just throw mm-hmm. it right here. You open that up,
$3.99.
Copy and paste it right there, and it'll give you your paraphrase over here.
Hmm. Okay.
And then you can even click on our alternatives. It'll if you say, oh, I don't like that one, let's get another one. You can click the alternatives and it'll keep rewriting it till it's one you like.
Really? And so for 30 days, there's no charge. And then after that, you start paying.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I think the way it's worded, I think you can just do 10. If you don't do more than 10 a day, I think you can keep the free version even after 30 days, I think.
Hmm. Well, I don't think I'd be doing that much writing, so.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause see here, here's the paraphrase. And you just copy and paste your stuff right here, and here's where it comes up.
Wow.
And then you can click alternatives here if you want more options. And it comes right under the creator, under rewrite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, ladies. Debbie, any last comments before we go?
No, I'm good. My mind is going.
Okay.
But it's given me a lot of encouragement.
Well, encouragement is one word I like to use, but you know what it gives me? Confidence.
Oh, yes. I like it.
That's the best
word.
I'm writing that one down.
Yeah, it gives me confidence that I'm going to write something and make myself look better.
Then I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. Elise, what is your final comments before we go?
I love every piece of this. I've really been struggling to find the confidence, as we said, about what I am putting out there and the content that I'd love to see and that I would love to produce. So I love that I could throw this into, you know, an AI and I could come back to it. And then, you know, that's like adding another person to my team. So it just feels like it's taking a little burden off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So I love it. Love it. Great information today. Thank you.
That is a great analogy. It does feel like you're adding a person to your team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because now you've got writers and editors on your team.
Right, writers, editors, you got grammar consultants, you got everything. I love it.
All right, guys. So we're ready to run with it. I can't wait to see how things are going to start to move for everyone. In November, we're getting ready to move into podcasting. Podcasting, don't make it harder than it is. All it is, it's an audio video. Or just a plain audio of content that you're already producing. Don't think you have to reinvent the wheel.
Super excited.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. We'll see everybody next time.
Can I get Debbie's? Debbie, what is your phone number?
Hang on.
Are you going to put it in the?
Oh, she put it in there. Okay. Thank you.
Put it in the chat. Yep. So Elise is in there and Debbie's in there. Okay. And I think everybody has mine.
Two. Yes.
Yeah. And I think everybody has mine. If you need me, feel free to text or call.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. This was wonderful.
All right. We'll see everybody next time.
Have a blessed week, ladies. Okay. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.